It's time for Kaboom! Thanks for joining us today for another chapter of Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, part of our special summer series.
We're going to finish up the case of the graffitied art today. Here's part two.
This is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. When you last heard from me, I was hot on the trail of vandals who were desecrating art installments in the halls of Marlowe Middle School with graffiti. My assistant Sam Turnquist and I had analyzed the handwriting of many students, and I had reached the conclusion that the Burmick twins, Timmy and Jimmy, were at the bottom of this graffiti. But how to catch them? I had a foolproof plan. I told Sam to meet me at our lockers right before the last period of the day. The stars were perfectly aligned. Our lockers happened to be right next to each other, perfectly located for what we had to do.
Okay, tell me the plan, then I've got to get to my study hall.
No, you don't, Sam. That's part of the plan. Our lockers are right across from the art display. How do you think we can catch the culprit without being noticed?
Oh, I see. We install a camera in one of our lockers. I could rig my phone up somehow to show through the grate.
No, Sam. We don't need your phone. We have something else.
What do we have?
Ourselves. We're going to climb in our lockers and watch.
What? No, wait. No way.
Sam, we have to.
I'm not getting locked in a locker.
You won't.
That's what happens when you climb in a locker. You get locked in. That's why they call it a locker. And maybe you haven't heard of Locker Boy.
What are you talking about?
Locker Boy. Everyone knows about Locker Boy. There was a kid who got stuck in a locker down by the gym on a Friday afternoon by a bunch of eighth graders, and no one knew he was there, and he died. And now, on Friday afternoons, after everyone has left, you can hear his ghost calling out for help. I'm trapped! I'm trapped!
That is a ridiculous story. We can't get locked in the locker.
Yes, we can. We will. We'll be two locker boys.
No, we won't! There's a safety catch on the inside of these lockers that will free the lock. See? This little lever lifts up and raises the latch.
Huh. But what if it doesn't work?
It'll work.
How can you be sure? Maybe Locker Boy thought it would work, and it didn't. And that's why he died.
Stop it. There's no such thing as Locker Boy.
That's because he's just a ghost, like the ghost in the dumpster.
There is no ghost in the dumpster.
People heard him.
That was you! Look, I'll show you. I'll climb in my locker.
No, and now I'm late for study period.
I'm climbing in. Shut the door.
What if you're trapped? What will I do?
Shut the door.
This is a bad idea. Okay. Chief, can you breathe? Can you get out? Are you alive?
Ta-da! See?
Wow, you unlocked yourself. Awesome.
Don't use that word. It's interesting at best, not awesome.
Can I try it on mine? Are you sure it will work?
Sure, see? See how this lever works on yours? See how it lifts?
Okay, let me try to fit in here. It's kind of tight. Let me take a deep breath. Okay, close the door.
Dark. Breathing. Breathing.
Lift the latch.
Ha! I did it! Great! It works! I can never get locked in here!
See? We'll stay in here through the period, then come out after school is out.
Wait. Why do both of us need to do it?
If we do catch someone and have to report it, it will be much more convincing if there are two of us who saw it. Otherwise, the person could just deny it.
I'm not sure.
And there's Ready Mart.
Can we use the gift card?
It's my treat.
Jeez, curls. I'm in. Shut the door for me.
Okay. You okay?
Perfect.
Okay, now me. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Just be quiet and get comfortable.
It's really crowded in here.
It's just for a little while.
Like an hour. It's also really stuffy. The locker smells like there's rotten food in here.
It's your locker. Maybe you left something in there.
I wouldn't have if I'd known I was going to spend an hour in here.
Sam, you've got to be quiet.
It's really dark.
Yes. Okay. Let's be quiet and wait.
Okay, but Quentin.
Shh. Quiet, Sam.
Okay, but—
Sam! Quiet!
Okay. Quentin.
What is it?
I can't see.
That's because it's dark.
No, I mean, I can't see out of the grate.
Why not?
Because it's over my head.
I can see perfectly. The grates slant down, so I can only see the floor, but that's enough.
You're taller than me. I'm trapped.
You're not trapped. You can get out when you want.
Well, since I can't see anything, I might as well just get out now.
No, Sam, you have to stay.
Why?
You can listen. Your hearing is very good.
It is?
Yes, much better than mine.
Really?
Yes. And you might hear something that I wouldn't have noticed. Maybe some words being spoken. I'll be the eyes, you be the ears. We'll be a team.
Wow. Okay, I'm the ears. I don't hear anything.
You have to be quiet to hear anything.
It's hard to be quiet. I'm having trouble breathing.
Just take long, deep breaths. Quieter.
I can't! I'm trapped!
Shh! Someone's coming!
Here?
Here.
It's the Burmix.
We have to be sure.
I am sure. I'm the listener and I recognize their voices.
I'll do this one. You do that one.
You do that one, I'll do this one.
Shh!
Don't get it on your fingers.
Don't get it on yours.
All done.
Me too.
Let's go.
Okay.
It was definitely them. They were wearing Lodestar 514s.
Everybody wears them, but only the Burmix sound like the Burmix.
Their sneakers confirm it was them.
Did they spray graffiti?
No. It's strange, but they didn't.
Quentin, do you smell that?
I do, now that you mention it.
It smells like...
Shh! Someone else is coming.
Okay, give me the paint.
Let me
go first.
Stop fighting. We don't have much time.
Okay,
here goes.
Spray paint. Can you see who it is?
No, someone's standing in front of my locker.
Wait, I just heard someone. Put the paint in your backpack. Go, I'll finish it later.
They're leaving.
Shh.
They're really gone. I can tell because I'm the listener.
Just a little longer.
But that smell is really getting to me. It smells like super glue.
Okay, let's get out.
Okay, I'll just lift my lever and... Hey, it's not lifting.
Neither is mine.
Why isn't it working? And the smell is really bad. Quentin, can you hear me? Where are you?
I'm in my locker.
I can't get out.
Neither can I.
Why not?
I think the Burmix glued the locks shut with super glue.
Why would they lock us in?
I don't think they knew we were in here. We were really quiet.
That's because you told me to be the listener.
Sam, calm down.
I can't. They're gone. We're going to die.
It's okay. People are coming out of classes. We'll call for help.
I hear them. I'm the listener, and I hear people. Hey! Help us!
Oh, Locker Boy!
We can't breathe!
Don't say that! They'll think it's Locker Boy!
You said you didn't believe in Locker Boy.
I don't!
Wait, I am Locker Boy!
Sam, calm down! It's okay!
What's okay? Everybody's leaving. No one will find us.
Don't worry. When we don't get home, someone will come looking for us. I'm sure your grandmother will call your mom when we don't show up.
That's true. She'll... Wait. Quentin!
What?
She thinks I'm going to your house. It's your parents that will know something is wrong.
No. We decided we were going to your house.
No. No one knows where we are.
They'll probably figure out when we don't show up for dinner.
That's hours away. We'll die. I can't breathe. My inhaler.
Sam, calm down, please. Getting all excited is not helping.
Nothing will help. I don't want to die. I'm only 12. I never even got to be a miserable teenager.
Sam, it's okay. Calm down.
I can't. Never. Sometimes I get like this and I can't help myself. Even my grandmother doesn't know what to do. And sometimes the only thing she can do is tell me a story. But she's not here.
Sam? 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 Once upon a time, there was a boy who lived in a house with his mom and his grandmother.
Really?
Yes, and he had two things he did every day. The first was to feed the birds in the backyard. And second, every day, the boy would have to go to the store for his mom.
Sometimes I have to do that.
The grocery store was miles away, so it took him almost an hour to get there.
I take it he doesn't have a car?
No, of course not. He's just a kid.
How old?
Oh, I think about our age.
That makes sense. You wouldn't send a four-year-old to the store.
Of course, that would be ridiculous. And things went along pretty well. He knew the way, he always got what he was supposed to, he made it back home, and he never got lost.
We're stuck in a locker.
No, no lockers. Everything went well until one day.
Oh, I was afraid of this.
It's not what you think.
What happened next?
He ran into a wall.
A wall?
Actually, a huge hedge of brambles and vines and prickers.
What was it doing there? Is this like a fairy tale where things happen that are slightly hard to believe?
Shh! It appeared suddenly in the night. It was 100 feet high. A sorcerer had cast a spell to make it.
A sorcerer? I knew it. But he just walked around it.
No, it was wide. It stretched off forever in either direction. There was no way around it. And so...
he dug under it?
He tried that. But the brambles had roots that extended deep into the earth, and there was no way under it. The only way was over it, but there was no ladder that high.
Maybe he doesn't go to the store.
He had to. His family needed food desperately, especially his grandmother. She needed food every day, and she was on a special diet. Every day, it had to be fresh.
What food was it?
What do you think?
I don't know. What?
Tater tots.
Wow. Every day?
Every day, the world's best, freshest tater tots.
Unbelievable.
Now, it just so happens he hadn't fed the birds yet, and he knew that he thought better when he fed the birds. So he did. And while he was feeding the birds, an amazing thing happened.
What?
The birds started to sing, and suddenly it seemed he could understand their language. Not in a way you would understand Spanish or Russian or French, but in a way that you knew what was important to them. And you could tell them what was important to you. And so, without realizing what he was doing, he said out loud, "How will I ever get over that wall of brambles and prickers?" And a sparrow answered back, like a bell that rang in his head. "What wall?" "The one between me and the tater tots," he said. And Sam? Sam? Can you hear me? Huh. Okay. I can't believe he fell asleep standing up. I mean, I guess it's dark. It's kind of warm in here. And there's nothing else to do for a couple hours, but wait. And I fell asleep too. I don't know for how long. It must have been a while. But I was awakened by a distinctive sound. Someone was spray painting on the glass of the art display, and I couldn't believe who it was.
There. All done.
Quentin, I just woke up. I hear someone.
Shh. I wonder how Ms. Matisse will like this.
Who is it? They can get us out. Hey!
Oh, no!
Help! Let us out! No, they're leaving. Come back! We don't care if you're spraying graffiti. I love graffiti!
Sam, calm down!
Never! We're stuck! Even a story won't work this time. I'm just going to die in here.
We are not going to die.
I can feel my pulse weakening. My eyes are failing. The light is dim.
You're in a locker!
Say goodbye to my mom and my grandmother. Goodbye, Nana. Oh, no! I hear footsteps. Footsteps coming for me!
Over here. These are their lockers.
Sammy, my boop-will-dop.
Nana. Goodbye, Nana. Thank you for everything. I'll see you in heaven. Goodbye, Quentin. Thank you for being my best friend.
Sammy, are you in there?
Yes. Yes. But I'm sorry I have to leave you.
Unbelievable. They're in their lockers. Quentin, are you in there?
Maybe. What are you doing here?
I was helping my mom and Sam's grandmother showed up. You should come out. She's very worried.
Nana, is that really you? I'm not dying?
No, you silly boy. Are you boys in the middle of a stakeout?
Why don't you guys come out?
We can't come out right now.
Why not?
We're locked in.
There's a latch in there you can lift up and it opens your locker.
Someone glued the locks shut while we were in here.
Why were you in there?
I'm not at liberty to discuss the case.
Nana, I might die in here.
No, sweetie, you're not dying. But I bet you're starving.
I am. Can you get us out?
I'll get my mom. We'll have to get a drill. I'll be back in a minute.
Nana, can you stay here?
Of course, my little koala bear.
How did you know to come get us, Nana?
Because you didn't come home for your snack.
But I said I was going to Quentin's.
You did? Ugh, my memory. Well, it's a good thing I forget sometimes, isn't it?
Could you tell us a story while we wait?
Of course. Once upon a time when I was living in Siberia.
Oh, I love this one.
I was studying a family of bears that made a home in the basement of my yurt.
It was mildly embarrassing that Sydney and her mother had to rescue us from the lockers, but the embarrassment was easily overcome because I had discovered the culprit. Although pressed for an answer, I did not explain to Sydney or Mrs. Plum the reason for our presence in the locker, nor did I reveal the Burmic's malevolence. I would keep it as more evidence to be used against them. And though I knew it might make things very difficult for the student defacing school property, I felt I had to let Ms. Matisse know. So Sam and I headed to her class the next morning.
Wow, Stephanie Allrose? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. She was humming a piece by Beethoven. She's a very accomplished pianist.
Maybe she really did just want to be bad for once. Don't you ever feel like doing something you're not supposed to do just because you're not supposed to?
No.
But sometimes you break the rules. Like when we broke into Mr. Clacker's office, or when you took those assignments from Mrs. Turbot's desk.
We didn't break in, we snuck in. And I put the assignments back. I only borrowed them. In both cases, I was only following a higher law.
Maybe we should just talk to her, so she doesn't get in really big trouble?
That wouldn't be fair. Everyone deserves equal treatment. If it were the Burmics, would you want to tell?
Well, yeah, but they're the Burmics.
Justice calls for equal treatment, Sam. Here's the art room. Hi, Ms. Matisse.
Oh, hi, Quentin. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Ms. Matisse.
Ms. Matisse, we have some very uncomfortable information to share.
Really? What?
Yesterday, we discovered who was spraying paint all over your art exhibit.
Really?
Yes. It's quite surprising. You had better brace yourself.
All right. I'm ready.
I know this is hard to believe. There were 3 or 4 students involved. The one person we are sure that was doing it is Stephanie Allrose.
Really?
Yes, really. I know it's a shock. We had our first clue when we did a handwriting analysis of the graffiti.
You analyzed the graffiti?
Yes. It's all in the job of a detective.
I guess so.
It seemed to indicate it was Stephanie, but I discounted that. It was too hard to believe. More likely that someone like the Burmic twins were forging her handwriting.
Ah, the Burmics.
Yes, it was my first hypothesis. But yesterday afternoon, we saw her spray painting your display case.
Actually, I didn't see it. I just heard it. I was the listener, so I heard it.
The locker?
Yes, a stakeout. A normal procedure when trailing a criminal.
I don't think we can call Stephanie a criminal.
No, but defacing school property is very serious business.
I guess it is. Luckily, the paint is washable.
Yes, but it's still vandalism. And now that we've given you the information, what do you think we should do?
Quentin, I don't think we have to do anything.
We have to do something. I know you like Stephanie, so if you want, I can handle it and report it to Mr. Clacker.
No, don't say anything to Mr. Clacker.
The principal? Mrs. Missing?
None of that is necessary.
You're going to handle it?
Quentin, Stephanie is a good student.
I know, but vandalism is vandalism.
Did you know she's on the art brigade?
I did. The art brigade is great.
It may be great, but just because she's good at art doesn't mean she can tag art displays.
Okay, Quentin, listen. I'm gonna tell you something that may surprise you. I had Stephanie and the others spray the paint on the art exhibit.
What?
Yes, it was part of the exhibit.
What?
The exhibit was about graffiti.
Oh, I get it. Graffiti on top of art, making a comment about it.
Yes!
But you were destroying your own art.
No, we were adding to it.
By spraying paint all over it?
Yes. The graffiti was commenting on the art.
That is awesome!
Sam, don't say awesome.
But it was awesome!
But someone covered over the flowers!
Yes, that was just to get a reaction, to see what people thought.
But they shouldn't have done that!
That's your opinion, which is what I want you to have. I want people to make a judgment.
Oh, I see. You created the art so people would react to it one way or another.
Right.
Do you see, Quentin?
Not really.
Unfortunately, Quentin, you were the only person who seemed to notice. Except for Mr. Clacker. He was going crazy, but no other student mentioned it to me.
They were probably busy looking at their phones.
I understand what you were trying to do, but I still didn't like it.
Why not?
Because I thought it was mean. Someone spent a lot of time on the flowers, and then someone painted over them.
I see your point. You care about other people's work.
Breaking rules is one thing, but they should be kind.
You're right. We'll talk about it in the Art Brigade.
I love the Art Brigade. I'd love to be on it, even if we didn't spray paint.
I'd love to have you.
Okay. Maybe it would be all right.
Huh?
Quentin, what do you think about me being on the Art Brigade?
Well, if you'd rather be in the Art Brigade, then...
Except, Ms. Matisse, I'm really busy and I have this other job to do. It's pretty important.
I see. Well, if you're ever not busy and have a few hours, you're welcome to join us.
That would be great. If I'm not busy.
Yes, if you're not busy. I mean, we don't always have cases. Sometimes even good detectives need a break. In Deke Benchley number 41, the case of the beleaguered bioregion, Deke Benchley takes a 3-month vacation from his work. Only he discovers someone has been cutting huge swaths of Douglas firs.
Was there a reward?
Saving a forest is its own reward.
No food at all? Not even using a ReadyMart gift card?
Nope.
That is really too bad.
Well, you guys, since you did manage to solve the mystery, it just so happens I have some cream-filled donuts in my drawer.
Really?
Yes, let's each have one. I was going to take them down to the teacher's room, but someone keeps stealing all the donuts.
Yes, we know something about that.
Let's have a donut.
Okay.
Or maybe two.
So, that was it. I confess to being a little disappointed that Ms. Matisse was destroying her own artwork. I'm still not sure I understand the concept. But regardless, the truth is that the stakeout worked and we discovered the culprit. I'm not sure I could spray paint anything, even if my teacher told me to do it. But I could solve cases. So I may not be an artist like Sam or Stephanie or Miss Matisse, but I am a detective, and I plan on writing Rip Sturgeon tonight to tell him of my success. And that's what it looks like from here. Until next time, I am yours, faithfully, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.